Yeah.
You mentioned, just as going back a little bit, you mentioned that the square dancing had got started because of Fog Festival. Was that the Vancouver Fog Festival?
Rod, I can't remember. But
if you've been going that long, it's sort of...
Well, this would be about 1944, 45, somewhere in that neighborhood. Yeah. And it was the Folk Festival, what the name, perhaps someone from the square dancers would remember.
Do you still square dance, or did you do that for a while?
Well, for many years. But when my wife and I were married, having a family, working, and being involved with Clef Avenue, there really wasn't much other time available. Children became older. I got interested in politics through Alan Emmett.
Oh.
And we formed a municipal political group called the BBC, the Better Burnaby Committee.
Mm-hmm.
We ran candidates in three elections and were moderately successful, I think, because Alan Emmett was the one we were able to elect and he had a name. We also were able to elect Audrey Kenny, Bill Kenny's wife, you know, the Ink Spot, the singer. She was elected to school board, and then we amalgamated with the Burnaby Voters Association, and that had been after Alan Emmett had been the mayor and the BCA candidate for 11 years. And he then ran for Vancouver unsuccessfully. And there were a number of people in the BCA that weren't too happy about him going away. And so they wouldn't offer him a nomination. So that's when we started the Burnaby, Better Burnaby Committee.
What year was that?
57, 68, 69, something like that. And then I was elected to council in 1972. I ran for a one-year term and topped the poll as a member of the Burnaby Voters Association, and then ran as an independent the next year with tremendous success. I bottomed the poll. then my wife and I had to move. Our business required us to go to Ontario for a couple of years. So I kind of stepped out of things for a few years. Came back, as I said, in 1981, and haven't done very much. Well, for a couple of years, or hadn't done very much for a couple of years there. But I've served for 5 years as chairman of the Burnaby Mental Health Association. Had a very exciting time when we were emptying Riverview of the patients.
Mm-hmm.
About over 50% of them were moved into homes within the community. As the chairman, we was interesting setting up the three locations in Burnaby to deal with the mental health patients.
Mm-hmm.
I also had 4 years on the library board and went through a referendum where we were going to build the main branch of the library just south of the municipal hall. And that was defeated, and now, of course, it's going in Metrotown.
Were you elected to those board positions?
No, they're the only, I guess, electable position in Burnaby is the council.
Mm-hmm.
The alderman and the mayor are elected. Everything else, it's appointed. They're appointed by the mayor and council. Oh, I also think that one of the associations that I had was with the Winch family. Ernie Winch, who started the New Vista Society, and I also served there for 3 or 4 years as treasurer of the association.
With Ernie Winch?
No, not with Ernie Winch. Strange as it seems, I can't think of Harold Winch.
Oh.
Harold Winch. When I was in school, I wrote my English thesis on Harold Winch. And then later, I'd never met him, of course. Mm-hmm. Later on, he was very actively involved as an MP, and that's when I met him. And he was also around the New Vista Society, and just a pleasure to find a man who was as dedicated as what you read in the paper.
So. Were you involved in any of the local political groups other than the BVA, like the non-municipal ones?
No, the provincial or federal. No, I haven't been, although I have been a member of the New Democratic Party, and I have helped at election time, a number of elections, going back to I guess the days of Erhard Regeer, who gave up his seat for Tommy Douglas, and most recently I campaigned for Sven Robinson, and.